Man, I hit 'em fat and I hit 'em thin. I roll 'em in the bunkers, man, I hit 'em again. Slice 'em in the bushes, crank 'em in the creek. I pop that sucker up and hook it out in the street. Yeah, I'm 245 right down the middle, and I miss a green to the left just a little. Chili dip away and put it all together. Hit that son of a bitch right up there in the leather. If you call that good and let me press on the side, you can put me down for a five.
We are back.
We back.
Yes, sir. It's been a long winter.
Yes. Yes. It's frustrating. You know how far in between we get to play golf during the winter.
And we lied to ourselves.
Yep.
And, you know, last podcast of the last season about sticking to it and practicing, yeah, and going to the range and going to simulators and all that stuff. The only time we went to a simulator was
last week. Yeah. Yeah. That was our first taste for the season.
And then yesterday I went to the driving range.
Yeah. The day before we're planning to get out for the first time this season. It's good to be back. We appreciate everybody that's tuning in. It's good to be back.
But it is. And, you know, we coach basketball and we tell our players, like, in the off season, you got to do stuff. You know, you got to work on your game. If you want to get better, if you want more playing time, you got to work on your game.
Yeah, that's the only way you can get better. And
in this off season, we did nothing.
We're just hypocrites.
Yeah.
We're hypocrites. And...
But boys, if you're listening, you gotta keep.
Yeah, you gotta keep working out. Exactly.
So the summertime's crucial for our basketball season next year. Yeah. But this isn't a basketball podcast.
We'll save that for another day. This is the off season. This is where we can enjoy golf. This is where we're back to our weekend warrior status, and we were lucky enough to get out today. We went to Rolling Hills, one of our faves. 9-hole course.
Did you say one of our faves?
I did say faves there. That's the first time I've ever said that word. One of our faves.
What?
One of our go-tos.
You snapped out of Connor real quick.
Yeah, I was Connor mode. Speaking of Connor mode, man, Dave today.
Dave was Dave, but he was that extra was Connor.
That Connor senior.
What did he say? Scoob hit a good shot and he's...
No, it was... So we played with a fivesome today, which is frowned upon in the golf community. I guess it's not a proper golf etiquette, as they say. But we had nobody behind us for almost the entire day. And there happened to be this solo that caught up to us. He was by himself walking. And we decided to hit all of our tee shots and then let him play through. So he comes up, he hits his tee shot, and as he hits his tee shot, Dave yells, "Hot dog, you ripped it." I've never heard him say that shit in my life. I don't think the guy was amused by that at all.
I don't know.
He got far away from us as possible.
Dave was very, "Hot dog.
Hot dog, you ripped it."
I didn't hear the rip. I thought he said, "Hot dog." That was a good shot.
Hot dog, you ripped it.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll have to verify with him.
Yeah, we're going to get
either way, he could have just said, "You ripped it," or "That was a good shot."
Yeah.
Hot dog, Dave.
Come on. Hot dog. I don't know. I don't even think I've ever heard that in a... Yeah, no diddy.
I don't know. I just wanted to use that.
You got to somehow throw it in there. I just wanted to use that.
Wow, no diddy.
Just right there, caught, just got on it. The spot. But I had a great time today. It was good getting out.
You know what? I'll get into it now before we even start talking about the round. But like, whatever. At first, it was gonna be four of us, and then this morning, and it was gonna just be me and Tito here, and then like within 5 minutes. It was Scoob and Dave. Okay, great. Like,
cool.
Yeah. We're you know,
we golf with them all the time.
So then I'm sitting there waiting for you to, like, in the car. We're gone.
You pull up.
I no, like I'm waiting still for you to tell me you guys
How
left
long were you
so
waiting
that
in the
I
car?
Could leave.
How long were you waiting in the car?
I wasn't waiting in the car,
you
but
just
I was
made
just
it
like,
seem like you were waiting for like
I was
20
sitting,
minutes plus.
I was waiting for a while.
What's a while?
15, 20 minutes?
Come on.
Absolutely.
We're good. Scroll, watch a few videos on your
what
phone.
What you did? What'd you do? Oops, sorry. We left already.
It wasn't actually we left already. When I text you we left, we were just getting in the car. Honesty. Shout out Honesty. Yeah, Shelby yeah. showed up. Shout out Shelby. Yeah, I feel like you got something.
It was just
Shelby filled in for you. It's always there's been some tension ever since.
Not tension at all.
Are you sure? Do we need to address that?
No, I'm saying when I got there today and there's five freaking people.
I mean, it's really
it went
moves.
From two to five, and I'm just like, oh yeah, man, it's now it's just like extra conversation and just like
we never do that, and I agree, but I mean, it's Shelby. It's not like it
I'm not mad at it. It's a great group of people for sure.
If it was a random at the fifth spot.
If Dave's cousin,
drove away.
Random Dave's cousin,
it's gotta be Dave's cousin. it's gotta be his family though.
Scoob's cousin, anybody? Yeah, I'm gonna be. Cousin. If it was like Scoob's cousin,
even if it was
like,
my cousin,
I'd been like, "Are you serious?
You could have told me."
Yeah.
now we got
Jorge out here trying to shoot.
Why he's gotta be Jorge?
Because it was your cousin. I don't. What you want?
And then you're gonna counter it up to him,
and then it's
no, that's a bad situation.
Here we go. Jorge's first time playing golf.
But honest to God, it was a good. It was a good day to have five people play on
it. Yeah, there was. Nobody was really there. There was two other groups, and then that single guy. So so that was fine. I think we played at a good pace anyway.
Yeah, we played at a good pace with five guys.
Second hole already. I was pissed. I was frustrated already.
You slammed your driver on the tee box.
So I'm going to tell you that yesterday I went to the driving range yesterday.
Okay,
and I realized for one, my clubs are.
You need new clubs.
My clubs are too long. So I was like choking up a little bit. Like, and then everything I was hitting yesterday, straight.
Were you doing the same thing today?
I thought so. I thought what I was working and doing yesterday.
As far as the choking up on the grip. That's
Yeah. Definitely took my anger out on the
tee box. Yeah, that was
if it was like a new club or like something, like I wouldn't have did it, but it was just the fact of like, maybe if I break this, then I'll have to buy myself a new
hole
one.
Hole two. We're not even 15 minutes into the round and you're already.
But it was because of yesterday.
Going to possibly break your driver. What if you would have broke your driver, you would have used mine?
No, I got that other one.
Oh, you got two drivers? Oh, the shorter one. The smaller driver.
Just stop.
After that hole though, you played better.
Yeah.
You got in a better mood.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't help
that
we had Scoob.
Oh, Scoob is but the thing about Scoob, man, shout out Scoob. I love playing golf with Scoob, man.
So it definitely makes my anger turn into just you're just laughing because Scoob is just so mad.
Just at life. He. By the way, shout out Scoob. You see all the new gadgets and knickknacks he's got for this season?
First hole, he just pulled out the... he's
got a Bills Mafia Masters shirt.
The Paris, whatever the heck it is.
The fucking Ray-Ban fucking... The fucking UV-proof fucking sunglasses with the new sneakers and a new golf bag and new irons, new driver, new hybrid.
And then
he had the day that he had today.
Yeah.
Shout out Scoob. I'm not trying to.
I mean, just like we said, like, shout
but
out.
But it's just, I love
playing I pulled golf. Out the new sneakers today, too.
Yeah.
Shout out Travis
He had like
Scott.
A 30-foot putt, though.
We're just going to pass over the Travis Scott.
No, we're still talking about Scoob. We're still talking about Scoob.
Sorry, Scoob.
Yeah, like a 30-foot putt.
Yeah, that's really good.
You can't just say like, but there's moments. It happens every round with Scoob. Scoob could have a great round, and there's still going to be a few holes where he's trying to break his iron over his knee. I asked him, "Why are you going to try and break your new irons?" He's like, "I'm trying to break my knee."
Like, I imagine.
What? So you just don't want to walk, so you can't use the club.
I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
Yeah, but
he did, like, the motion of,
yeah, like, he was like, I just want to break my knee. I'm like, dude. It's so fucking funny. Give me an eight. That's fun. That's great.
He kind of upset you.
Man. I don't think he even knows that he did that. He's probably gonna listen to this now and realize, like, oh shit.
Yeah. I had the perfect view, by the way, too.
You tell it.
I mean, you're set up, you know, off the, I don't know how
it's
far
in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, middle of the fairway. Like
100-yard shot.
You're setting up, and Scoob had already went, like, back and forth three times along the wooden, you know.
On the left side of me. So I'm hitting straight. He's on the left side of me driving up and down in the golf cart.
Trying to look for his ball.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I see Tito fucking backswing, and here comes Scoob, you know, behind Tito. Not in his view, but, and he's just like, back and forth, I can't find the ball. Whatever he said in your backswing, and you just topped the ball.
That shit. And then Joe immediately saw my reaction, and he was dying laughing, and I was just like,
And Scoob just was bitching. Like,
couldn't find
the ball.
It's so funny because he gets so mad and then he just talks to himself. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's great. Yeah. I love it. Scoob, please don't get mad at us. We say this all the time, but we enjoy playing golf with you.
I mean, I get just as mad, so it's not like, but.
Yeah. It's just Scoob is funny when he's mad.
Yeah.
You're not funny when you're mad. You're just mad.
I mean, I'm sure Scoob is just as mad.
Yeah. But you had the Travis Scotts on today.
Travis Scott, shout
killing
out.
Killing it. Comfortable? How are you?
Yeah.
Give me a review on playing golf and
comfort levels.
Those type of, like, they're Jordans. They're technically Jordans, but golf sneakers.
Comfort level's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They just don't seem like they have good ankle support. Because of the low top? I don't know. Maybe it's me. I have bad
ankles. Are there high top golf sneakers?
No, but there's golf sneakers that cover your ankle. Those are Jordan lows. Them shits sit right below your ankle. Mm-hmm. But they look dope as fuck. Like, them shits are dope. What?
You didn't even wear golf. Let's talk about.
I did wear golf shoes today. Yeah. It's just they weren't mine. So we'll get to that.
And Kendrick, what size are you?
So I met up with Scoob. And we rode out together to the golf course, and I happened to leave my golf cleats in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So I only had my Crocs. I thought I was going to play the entire round in Crocs. But then Scoob, because he bought some new sneakers, some new cleats, had his old pair of cleats. Now, I'm a size 8.5 in sneakers, and Scoob is a 10.5. So I had some clown shoes on, what felt like it. You know, like when you do the test. Of where you know, you put your thumb in the front of the shoe, see how close your thumb.
The whole your front of it just came down. Just like it's just smushed it right in.
Folded it.
Smushed it. Right.
But I managed. They were like dad shoes.
Very
like Adidas dad cleats. Yeah, I felt it. I had Adidas dad cleats with Nike socks. No free ads, but
yeah.
I mean, I managed. Shout out Scoob.
Shout out Scoob. And then
I would have to put the Crocs.
Shout out Scoob for getting all the accessories this offseason.
Exactly. Fucking, if not, I would have to put the Crocs in sport mode. Would have been good to go, though.
Yeah.
Either way, I would have been able to play a whole round with Crocs on.
All right.
Right? No issues? What do you think? Slipping and sliding?
What?
What kind of footprints would they leave on the green?
Croc footprints?
No.
What?
I don't know.
Was that? Were you trying to say a joke? Or
yeah,
like,
no, I was just saying. If I played a whole round in Crocs and I'm walking on the green, would it? I don't know.
Whatever's the Croc.
Leave like a funky footprint. You said I stepped on your line today during one of your putts.
Yeah, like three times and I missed.
That was not three times.
You like walked back and forth and my.
On the same. You talking about on the same hole?
On the same hole.
Come on.
And what happened? Just. Missed that putt short because of your indentation of the foot.
It slowed it down. Yeah. I should have gave it a pat.
I mean, like,
you're right.
that's what happened. I mean, it's the start of the, you know, new golf season. I'm the returning golfer of the year.
Oh, God.
Give me an eight golfer of the year. So I have to carry my, you know, my title.
It was the first match of the season.
You did come back in the second half.
I did. I started to turn things around, but that happens all the time. And then it's too late. It's always too late.
So you shot a 92.
Oof.
I shot a 90.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I was down like six or seven at one point. Well, I'll take that then. All right. That's not bad. Shelby. We did a closest to the pin on what, hole five?
So who was it? His? Dave.
Yeah.
Just like, on the next hole, let's do a closest to the pin. Okay, yeah, that sounds cool. It's just a friendly way. And then
some bragging rights.
And then Tito said $1. Like, what?
Why not?
Why not $5 then?
I would have did it.
All right. Yeah, just went. You started literal with the $1. Like, come on.
Because he said bragging rights, so I just tried to take it to the next 12? Level. Oh, come on. Whoever won got $5.
Ooh, $5. $4.
That's a beer.
$4.
That's still a beer.
the beer that last year's beer?
Oh, we're going to bring that up. I had a beer in my bag that was from last season. Is that still good?
Leave a comment
if you get this. Leave a comment if you get it.
Where is it? Are you going to drink
still
it?
Still in Dave's cooler.
Now it's in Dave's cooler. That doesn't
It'll make it to next round. It'll make it to next round. I'm still giving it a chance. It's a bad blue. It's good to go.
You know how many times that beer has been cold and then warm and then warm?
It's fermented. It gets, it's good for taste. I don't know.
It's going to taste skunky as hell.
The hops. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's going to be nice. I'm going to fucking get a nice buzz off of just that one little fucking 18-ounce beer. I should have just threw it out, right?
No, now you have to. Now you can't.
I'm so invested in this now.
You cannot throw it out now.
I agree. But.
So, like, you do have to drink it soon.
Yes, I agree. But back to the...
It's getting, you know...
Back to the...
Worse.
Closest to the pin challenge, so...
So, that hole before, you know, he's saying it, and Shelby tees off
fucking
and dart right to the hole, like...
6 feet. From
6 feet.
Pin. It's like, nope.
You know Everyone's what? Like, nah, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do the bet. We're just going to keep it for the bragging rights. And
so he did tee off first.
Yep.
And he landed like
8 feet from the pin.
8 feet from the pin. Ten feet.
Yeah, it was
10 feet from the pin.
Like 10 feet.
And then right there, it's just like, all right, yeah, see, now he won. Like,
yeah, it's like, exactly. So I'm glad we didn't do this bet. At that point.
But here comes Tito.
To the rescue. Fucking dart. I wouldn't even say it was a dart. I hit a 9-iron and it kind of hooked from right to left. But it landed on the green and then rolled right next to his ball and just slightly went past it. I'd say probably a foot or two.
A foot, yeah. His is 10 feet from the pin.
Mine was nine feet from the pin. So I would have won that bet.
Yeah.
I would have won $5.
You'd have won $4.
I would have won $4. I keep thinking it's five.
Yeah, I think everyone struggled a little bit today.
Yeah. Everybody was off. Surprisingly, Dave was off. Even Shelby was off a little
bit. Yeah. He wasn't putting as good as usually.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
As usually he does. I think I putted horrible.
I feel the same way.
Every freaking hole.
Like, I had like two, three chances at birdie and just not even close.
Yeah.
Like the one putt I did, Joe said to me, he was like, bro, you weren't even aiming, you were like
in your backswing. And I like, I wanted to, but I didn't want to talk in your, like, as you were going forward to hit the ball, I'm just like, you hit the ball where you were aiming, but it was not towards the hole. Yeah, like, you weren't even looking. It was so weird. I'm just like,
I was trying to go have to another
beer.
Left.
Have another beer, Tito.
Yeah, I was trying to go left. I was trying to go a little left, and it kind of just went way left, like a whole foot to the left of where I wanted the ball to go.
But yeah.
We had some pars. It's always good your first day, get some pars. All of us had a par, at least.
Yeah.
How many you had? Two?
Two or three? Three?
think I had two? One. I had one.
Three.
Yeah, bunch of fours.
Bunch of fours.
A lot of sixes. There's no gimme and eights on this course. No. You guys know how we play, so.
But when you do get, I think we should start like.
We should start counting the seven and the eight.
No, we should start giving it like an asterisk or something, like a true six, or are you just not counting the seven? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. So, I agree.
Or just go to
like how count Dave it. And them do it. They Dave and them were counting.
Or
like,
just count it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we
most of the time what is this called? True six.
Give me an eight. So
we got to somehow incorporate that.
Only just because it's we're not that bad. Where it's not like, oh, we got to pick up now, and you know, people behind us are rushing.
Yeah, pace of play is terrible. Yeah,
it's just
we never run into.
We miss a couple putts here and there that slow things down. Anyways, I mean, it's it's just all off season. We played on the PlayStation 5, and I beat you, and it carried over today, and I beat you again. So it's like my golfer of the year. Rain, I think it's probably going
to
continue.
It's got off to a good start.
A real good start.
I'll give you that.
A real good start.
It's one game. It was just one game.
I know.
We could have played nine more, but you don't want to play nine more.
No. Yeah. That's definitely did not.
Probably a great idea. Sun was starting to cook there. How long did it take us to finish 18 today? I couldn't even tell you.
I don't even know.
I couldn't even tell you. That's how you know you got just a good time.
Yeah.
I had a good time today. Fucking love this sport.
Scoob saved a turtle.
That is true. Little baby snapper turtle snapping. Mm-hmm. That kind of snapper. Little baby snapping turtle.
Yeah, was on the green. Scoob.
Brother. Thing is, what if we like fucked up its whole?
I think we might have because like, I think there was a like a little
like a sunspot he was in. Like he was because those reptiles like to they like to get sun.
I don't know the whole biology of everything that you're going into now, but I'm just saying like. I think like he moved him all the way to like the big pond. Like, what if he really came from the stream over there? Like, you just put him like in the middle of like the ops.
I mean, no, he could easily just make his way out.
I know, like but he was just by himself. There.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
What if he's lost?
Scoob, that was Scoob threw him into survival
mode. Yeah, now it's just got to. Maybe he didn't really survive.
He separated him from his family.
Yeah, so maybe Scoob really didn't do a good thing.
I thought it was. I felt bad for him because I thought he was just sunbathing, mm-hmm. and I didn't even think about.
Scoob did drop him. I think once. I think he tried to snap at him or something.
Oh, I think he left some sort of a secretion.
Oh,
yeah, I heard him say that.
Oh, okay,
he's got some sort of secretion here. Yeah, I don't know. That's my Scoob impression. But
All right.
Either way.
Well, maybe we'll see that turtle again.
It's swimming right now at the bottom of that pond. Chilling. Swimming by like 40 golf balls.
Just all maybe of our. More. Yeah.
20 of them ours. But for real, I just got to the 12th hole and then lost my golf ball. But then there was a bunch of instances.
You okay over there?
Instances where. I thought I lost it, but then we end up finding it. Like when I found my ball, I was at hole two on the way back around because it's a 9-hole course.
Yeah. So twice. when you that one hole when you dropped and then you found your actual ball and then
I yelled out, I found my ball. Like I'm just like six times.
Like, obviously you're like lining up to shoot like a I ball. Like
fire.
You're yelling to Scoob like, I found my ball. He sees you. He sees you.
It's like, I get it, dude. I get it.
Just swing.
He was already mad as fuck at that point. Overall, how was your first day out golfing?
First day out. Yeah, how was it?
It's good.
Yeah.
You had a good time?
I think.
I'm driving next time. I'm sick of this shit.
Sick of what shit?
You don't have to drive the golf cart every time we go out.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Then get your own cart.
We can't create good content if we're not sitting in the same golf court. Golf cart. Golf court.
You could have drove a Scoob today.
Scoob just needs to be in a golf cart by himself.
No, you should be in there too and then record. But like you just want, like you saw me bring out all the snacks.
But you're the king of snacks.
All right.
You know this. You switched it up today. You got the extra toasty cheese.
I did not switch up anything.
Not a good move. The Twizzlers, strawberry Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Elite move.
Yeah.
Good snack.
And I went to Tops. I had to grab something.
Extra toasty.
And there was a box of Cheez-Its, so I'm going to grab the extra toasty ones. They're elite. And I was so happy when
they're not elite.
When school Shelby came over and was like, it's like, oh, you like the extra toasty? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I like them too. I was so happy because you were just dissing them. Like, you were like dissing them, and then all of a sudden you like take the box and start eating them. Like, no, then if you don't like them, don't eat my stuff, bro.
I was, you know, I was hungry. I wanted, you know, that was the snacks that were available. I was hungry.
Because you were in my golf cart.
Okay.
You could have been in the other one.
It's not your golf cart. It's not always your golf cart. Okay.
That's the privileges of Golfer of the Year.
No, because you weren't Golfer of the Year before you won golf. Whatever. I'm confused.
I mean, but going forward, I know what you're trying to say. Going forward, now that's a rule.
Okay. Got it.
Maybe one day I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm tired. I don't want to drive. I just want to sit here. No, so you know, now you drive the cart.
No, I'm never. I'll never drive in that situation because then.
So now you'll never drive.
Win. That's like when you still win. And you know to say that because you knew I wouldn't comply with that. Oh, fuck that. Yeah. We'll get out.
Sometimes you got to do that too.
It was a good warm up course. It was a good warm up round for what's to come this season. We plan to get out for a golf trip. Either way, we got to get out to.
You're all about this golf trip.
I want to go.
I just want to golf.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's a trip where we just golf the entire
time.
And
I know, but like, is somebody going to sponsor this trip? Yeah. Give me an eight sponsored. Drop us a line.
We'll pump out some content. We got to get the GoPro going. I want to do a lot of things this summer.
I just want to golf.
With golf. That's okay. The thing. It's going to be all just circled around golf.
Did you see the Sabres, Buffalo Sabres hockey, brought back Lindy Ruff?
What does that got to do with golf?
Answer my question. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, all
right. So he's coming back.
Yeah.
So supposedly, as you can now tell where I'm going.
Okay.
Lindy Ruff he has right and left-handed clubs in his bag.
What? and left-handed?
He's a righty most of the time, but he has left-handed clubs in his bag.
That's badass.
He hits.
Like certain shots?
Yeah, I guess. I just passing some knowledge on that somebody else told
drives
me.
Drives right-handed, but putts left-handed?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So did you see the only person who can stop Scottie Scheffler?
Who's that?
His wife.
I was like, who's who?
Nobody. I mean,
he's number one.
Ridiculous.
In the world for a fucking reason.
Next week, whatever the tournament is, he's the only eligible player that is not going to be golfing because of his wife.
She's going to have a baby,
She's going to have her baby in, yeah.
Okay.
So,
man, they were talking about that at the Masters.
Yeah, and that's what the whole thing
about him leaving because of that.
Yeah.
Still ended up winning.
Yeah.
Second gold jacket in 3 years. Then he won like two tournaments after that.
He's so good right now.
He's the best. He's the best. He probably already qualified for the Ryder Cup, and that shit's in 2 years. Like, that shit is ridiculous.
He's not that.
He's not likable.
It's not that he's not likable. He's just boring. He's
boring as shit. But he's got the Scotty Shuffle, man. I know you heard about the Scotty Shuffle, where he does his little feet twist. He's the fucking man.
Yeah.
He's killing it right now. He's on another level. It's going to get to a point where betting odds, it's going to be Scotty Scheffler versus the field.
When I was at the driving range yesterday, I tried to drive like Scotty drives and like twisted it.
The feet?
Yeah, I think I almost tore my ACL again.
Yeah, like that's... it's not something that should be taught. Like, he's the only one that can get away with that.
I couldn't, like... Yeah. I probably should get my knee checked.
Yeah. That don't ever... You can't do the Scotty Shuffle, man. It's only Scotty that
only
can do
Scotty.
It. I've seen TikToks and shit of the Scotty Shuffle. Like, it's crazy, man. How he's dominating the game, and he's done it for, like, the past 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And he's still, like, 12 years off of being number one.
27. Yeah, he's 27 Tiger. Right now, and Tiger was just what, number one for
13 years. Yeah. That's some stupid shit. But
I don't know. Got a long season. A lot of PGA events coming up.
Yeah, I saw that Tiger, he got an exemption to play in the U.S. Open.
Nice.
So he's going to play in the U.S. Open. That obviously lets me know he didn't qualify or was eligible to begin with. So he got an exemption. So he's playing in the U.S. Open. And I've always heard that the U.S. Open always has the toughest course. Like the way they design it purposely for the tournament.
Yeah.
It's the toughest one out of all the majors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what's to come. More golf, more golf, more golf.
And more.
Give me an eight.
Give me an eight.
Then I played Augusta. And I played Pebble Beach. And one time at Sawgrass, I shot 83. If I lived long enough, be 88. I think I'll celebrate it by shooting my 80. I'm 245 right down the middle, and I'll miss the green to the left just a little. Chili dippy with and put it all together. Hit that son of a bitch right up there in the leather. And if you call that good, and let me press on the side, you can put me down for a five. Oh yeah, you can put me down for a five.